6. For a place of healing, the hospital was a cold, noisy institution. Folks were so busy working that they barely noticed the visitors and bystanders. As they rushed about their business, most of them skirted around Caleb as if he were a piece of furniture. He didn't mind so much, though. He didn't feel like fending off what the English referred to as small talk, a habit of filling the silence with pointless chatter. The Amish had no equivalent Caleb could think of. If there was silence, they let it be. No one felt obligated to fill the void. In this world, if there was no one present to talk to, people talked to their phones, which they connected to with headphones or tapped the screen, shooting text and pictures back and forth. They did so even while they walked, barely watching where they were going. Patients were referred to by their afflictions rather than their names. Sometimes they were called a code or that liver biopsy in room 10, as if their illness defined the sum total of who they were. The hospital staff members didn't seem to want to acknowledge that the aneurysm was somebody's grandmother, or that the bypass had worked at the public library for 27 years. Jonah drifted in and out of sleep as the hours crept by. When he was awake, he seemed like a boy Caleb had never met before. He was hollow, joyless, with the look of someone being punished for a crime he hadn't committed. While Jonah was napping, Caleb went to the men's room and washed up, using a kit given to him by a nurse, with soap, a toothbrush, and toothpaste, and a plastic-handled razor. Then he changed into his newly cleaned clothes, which had been washed and pressed and folded into a neat packet. His plain shirt had never been so crisp at the edges, better than brand new. In his own clothes, Caleb felt slightly more like himself and was grateful for the bossy, thoughtful Reese Powell. Slightly refreshed, he inhaled the manufactured air blowing through the hallway. At the end of the corridor was a window framing the blue sky and the tall, modern buildings. He told Jonah's nurse where to locate him, then made his way down the stairs and out the door. He had discovered a garden on the hospital grounds, and during Jonah's naps, he would step outside, trying to find his balance in the chaos. He sat on one of the wrought iron benches and stared at the grass and trees, taking refuge from the glaring lights and manufactured air of the hospital's beeping, hissing wards. Jonah.